Hello, you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week, Monocle's writer Chiara Ramella bears all and explains to us how an Alvar Aalto-inspired sauna convinced her to dive headfirst into Helsinki's culture.
Just as a salmon swims back to where it was spawned, Italians cannot resist the urge to go to the seaside come August. The warm waters of the Mediterranean lure them in from Liguria to Sicily. The migration from city to coast is almost an instinctual necessity, not just a social habit. So when I found myself on the banks of the Baltics in the middle of a Finnish summer, I knew there was no avoiding a dip in the sea. Only one thing disagreed: my internal thermometer and its dislike of the water's temperature, hovering at an intimidating 16 degrees. Thankfully, the Finns had a solution, and that solution was the sauna, or to be more specific, the kulttuurisauna. On the very tip of Helsinki's neighbourhood of Merihaka, this squat structure, complete with minimalist round columns, had the solemnity of a temple and the whiteness of a clinic. It felt sedate, but benign. It had none of the raucous noise and the colour of Italy's bagni, but in its pleasing spareness, it looked curative. I knew it would fix me. And fix me it did. Much has been said about how Finnish saunas can help the residents get through tough winters when the sun only peeks out of the horizon for a few hours. But not enough credit goes to how much they can help us Southern Europeans acclimatise to the Nordics. Getting to grips with the Finns' frosty shyness can be tough for a Mediterranean extrovert, but in a sauna, all reservations melt away. Everybody changes in a sauna. Quite literally, they strip off. There are two separate steam rooms inside Kulttuurisauna, one for women and one for men, as tradition dictates. The place is all the better for it. Leaving their clothes behind inside neat wooden lockers, visitors head into the steam room, stark bollock naked. One sat on the scorching benches, looking out of the window onto the harbour is a delicious joy. But looking at other bodies is fine too. This feeling of openness changes everything. The heat loosens up the joints and reveals a group of remarkably comfortable, sweaty people. The atmosphere remains predominantly silent, but it is very social nonetheless. When Kulttuurisauna opened in 2013, this whitewashed concrete box was the first public sauna to open in the city in more than 50 years. The architects who designed and still run Kulttuurisauna, Tuomas Toivonen and Nene Tsuboi, took inspiration from Finland's eminent Alvar Aalto in more than just their sauna's austere look. From Aalto, they also borrowed an attitude to saunas which sees them as a ritual, not just a pleasant pastime. In Finland, saunas follow unwritten rules of social etiquette, but they don't feel prescriptive. Inside Kulttuurisauna, you can't bring alcoholic drinks or take photographs. Opening hours are surprisingly narrow, from Wednesday to Sunday, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Yet, this small white cube is a place where it's easy to feel free, warm and welcomed in this quiet, reserved city. Its simplicity works wonders. It worked so well that it convinced me to dive headfirst into the seawater. And you know what? It really wasn't that cold after all.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. My thanks to Chiara Ramella for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Carlotta Robello, goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.